An update on the decommissioning project and renewal of NPDES permit for PG&E Humboldt Bay Power Plant.
Afternoon, Chairman Hales, members of the board. David Leland of your staff filling in for Charles Reed today, who is on a vacation in Great Britain and is not here to present this item. Within the region, we manage on the order of 45 individual NPDES facilities. Pacific Gas and Electric's Humboldt Bay Power Plant is one of those permitted facilities. We're in the process right now of developing a revised permit for PG&E. At the same time, PG&E has been making changes to plant operations that will substantially reduce the water use at the plant. So with that as background, I'm going to turn it over here to Roy Ellis with PG&E to tell you about the changes that they're making at the plant.
Good afternoon. It's Roy Willis. It was close. But again, I'm the right now the environmental manager at Humboldt Bay Power Plant. I've been at the power plant since 1992. I was the plant manager there until we finally shut the unit down and prepared for decommissioning. What I want to do real quick is just kind of give you an update of what's going on at the power plant, a little bit of history, where we were, where we are, and where we're going to be. And if I can operate the laser pointer. Also, we've been working really close with Charles Reed and his group, and they're doing a great job for us and really working through our issues with the revised NPDES permit. But this picture was taken in 2010, and it basically shows the site. We got 143 acres right on the bay at Humboldt Bay. We've got two fossil facilities, Unit 1 and Unit 2, 1956, 1958 when they went commercial. And right next to that, the lower profile one is Unit 3, the nuclear unit, which went commercial in 1963 and operated from 1963 to 1976. We were basically in that condition up until about 2008. In 2008, we were able to license a spent fuel dry storage facility where we actually moved our nuclear fuel out of the Unit 3 facility up to what's called an independent fuel storage facility, or an ISFC. So that's where our nuclear fuel is stored now. So this basically made a big difference at the site. It actually removed one of the larger hazards from the facility, which allowed us to move into dismantlement. In parallel with that, the fossil units had been operating, again, since 1956, 1958, with once-through cooling. So as you can see, this is our intake canal and this is our outfall canal. So we actually use once-through cooling on the fossil facility since 1956. The nuclear unit used it as well. With the change in laws and change in requirements for once-through cooling, we were actually looking at, in 2006 and 7, what we were going to do, how we were going to modify that fossil facility to comply with these changes in once-through cooling requirements. A major investment, potentially, for a very old facility. So potential major investments. Also, the Title V requirements were changing as well, potential air requirements, restrictions on the operating facility. So as you can see, two very old operating power plants requiring potentially major investment, once through cooling being a primary issue, as well as Title V air emissions being a primary issue. At that point, we decided it's about time we move into a new power plant. So in 2008, we moved the nuclear fuel to the hill, which allowed us to start thinking, really focusing on taking Unit 3 apart. We also decided to build a new power plant, which allowed us to tear down the old ones and stop once through cooling. So in 2008, we broke ground and permitted through the California Energy Commission the new power plant, which is just south of the old power plant. It's 163 megawatt, 10 reciprocating engines burning natural gas as a primary fuel and diesel fuel as a backup fuel. They do not have, they're closed cooling water, so they do not have any kind of water processing. Any leakage goes actually to the sewer system, the POTW. And so it's a closed system, which allowed us to get off once through cooling for the new power plant, which, you know, was one of the major concerns that shut down the old power plant. At that point, once we had the new power plant in alignment, it became commercial in 2010. and that's when we shut down the old power plant and got off on some cooling. In 2009, we received the California Coast Commission, CDP, and NRC authorization to start actual dismantlement. So we're into major dismantlement on the fossil facilities and the nuclear facility. The fossil facilities will be gone, physically down to grade by August of this year. They're going away really fast. The nuclear unit has had major components removed. The turbines are gone, the generators are gone, the condenser's gone, and we're into major internal removal of various systems. So this unit's going away. And so I wanted to change slides. I didn't do it. Just help me there. I think I went too far. If you could see the picture, I'm sorry. Doesn't want to run. But anyway, it's the same photo that's been modified to actually show what we're going to look like in 2015. The fog and the fossils are gone, as you can see. The fossils are gone from there right here. The nuclear is gone. And the site will only be the new facility, 163 megawatts supporting Humboldt County Electrical, and the dry fuel storage facility, until the Department of Energy actually finds a repository for the fuel. So in about 2013, we will have all of the mechanical equipment out of the nuclear facility, and we'll probably be getting talking about changing from the NPDES document we're looking at right now to a groundwater treatment system. Part of our problem and the challenges we have, we're all underground. And as we start to remove structures between 2013 and 2015, groundwater is going to be our concern. And we're going to have to come up with some kind of a groundwater treatment system permitted through your agency to process that groundwater. And that's my whole presentation. And I wish my picture was bigger.
Oh, that's pretty big. We're going to see it pretty good. Thanks. Any questions? All right.
Cool.
Thank you very much. All right, Mr. McFadden.